Those protections included requiring utilities to set up deferred payment plans prior to shutting off service when low-income customers were unable to pay a bill in full. Utilities also had to postpone shutting off gas or water for 21 days if a customer tested positive for COVID-19. PSC Chair Rebecca Vock says it's time to lift those requirements.
There also are a number of utilities who voluntarily work with their customers one-on-one, and they take individual circumstances into consideration.
The changes will begin in November when Wisconsin's winter heating moratorium takes effect. That prevents utilities from shutting off power and gas for people who can't afford to pay through mid-April. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.